Hi everybody, this is Nick. Welcome to Teaching Series. How do you say this in American English? 大家好，我是 Nick。
大家好，我是 Brad。
欢迎大家订阅查看微信公众号铅笔英语，有更多精彩免费内容。同时呢，如果大家有什么想学的表达，可以在评论区留言告诉我，或者在新浪微博 @ 黄宏敏 Nick 私信告诉我。今天呢，我们要讲一个非常接地气的一个网络表达，叫做累成狗。意思呢，就是说非常非常累，累到很极端。那这里的累呢，当然可以用任何其他的形容词代替，比如说这个冷成狗，对吧？热成狗等等等。当然了，这和狗本身是没有任何关系的。Hey, what's up, Brad?
Not much. How's it going, Nick?
Good, good. It's just, you know, I'm tired as fuck.
How? What'd you do?
I hit the gym yesterday. You know, I haven't been working out for a freaking long time, like a month or so. So after that, I was like tired as fuck. I was beat.
Happens to me too. I work out a lot. It's nice outside, so I'm pretty woke as fuck. Whenever I'm tired as fuck, I just drink a lot of coffee, you know? Caffeine? Yeah. I pretty much live off coffee during the week.
Oh yeah, I feel ya. I've been there before, but you know, cafe is not my, you know, cup of tea. It's not my thing though.
Coffee isn't your cup of tea.
it's not.
Uh-huh. Well, when you say when you're using as fuck, you do need to be careful when you are, where you are and when you use it. Not only is it informal, but it's very inappropriate.
Inappropriate?
Yeah. With me, it's totally fine, since, you know, we're close friends, and we've been in class together, and we're pretty much the same age, but I don't recommend using it in front of anyone older. Also, in my eyes, this could be just me, I'm sure a lot of people share the same thought, but it's not really appropriate to curse in front of a woman, and you are using fuck in it, which is a very bad curse word. Like, even now, I mean, we're in a pretty enclosed room, but I'm always checking my shoulder when I'm saying fuck, because it is something you don't really want to say.
It's a swear word.
Yeah, it's a swear word.
Yeah.
Like, so, I would be saying fuck in Chinese, like, all the time. People looking at me weird.
Apparently, yeah, it's pretty informal. 那刚刚 Brad 就说提醒我们，在这个用短语的时候，千万不要在正式场合用，因为这个短语呢非常不正式，其实很好理解，对吧？你总不可能在正式场合说你累成狗了，对吧？那会闹笑话。而且并且在英语中这个 fuck 也是一个非常粗俗的一个词，所以尽量大家在熟人之间可以用，但是尽量不要在这个女孩子啊或者是这个正式场合上来用，这个不太恰当。 So this is pretty much it for this time. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.
再见。